We're doing Rav Elchanan Wasserman's essays. We're on page Tef Vav, Hamashber Olami V'Sibotav. The world has come to a certain breaking point. What's going on and why? B'vayin ledaber hayom bepumbi hechayachu leitiches lenoseh aktuali. We're going to talk publicly in this speech, and so we're going to discuss something from actual life. The world is in a great depression. He's talking during the Great Depression. And so we have to discuss what's going on here. The world is looking for all kinds of plans and is making all kinds of preparations and plannings to deal with this great depression that's hit the world, and the world's not successful. So let's analyze what's going on and why it's going on. From a Torah perspective, because Torah is the essence of creation and it is encompassing of all world events. Okay, so that's his question. We got 1 minute left. Chuna hi ba'adam. Lizkof lezchuto et kol hisegav. It is part of human nature that we take credit for every accomplishment. Kama shirut, for example, wealth, kavod, honor, v'chol davar tov acher shemitare lo, and any other good thing that happens to him. Hu ro'eh b'chol eile totza'a mikishronotav. Man views all of these as an outcome of his talents. Kochi v'otzem yadi, it is my strength, it is my might. Lu'umat zot. On the other hand, kasher mitrachshim etzlo mikrim u'morot ra'im, when bad things happen, hu yored mata v'nimtza b'midron, if he's on his way down, if he's abject, if he's hit poverty, hu tolet achisaron b'acherim u'b'sibot chitzoniyot. Then he suddenly says it's because of so-and-so. He finds external reasons for the problems in life. Et ha'tofa hazo anu ro'im gam etzel ha'amim. We see the same type of behavior when it comes to nations. Hem tolim et sibot ha'mashber b'sibot chitzoniyot u'bilti tluyot b'hem. They say the problems we're in right now have external causes. It's not their own fault. U'mashimim acherim b'tzorotem b'sibotahem. And they blame others for their problems. Shonai lumat zot ha'shkafat ha'torah. The Torah perspective is different. בעת שהשבטים עמדו במצרים בפני הסכנה של חשדות ורדיפות, שאותם יצאם מהמשנה למלך יוסף הבלתי מוכר, they're all standing being blamed. The second in command, Yosef, is saying, you guys are all spies. They're finding themselves in a terrible situation. They need the food. Their families are hungry. And suddenly they're being blamed. מיד עמדו ואמרו. Right away they stood up, and what did they say? He's a filthy anti-Semite. No, that's not what they said. What did they say? אבל אשמים אנחנו. It's all our fault. It's not his fault. It's not him. It's not his evil heart. We brought this on ourselves and we're out of time. So we will end class, and those who want to stick around for another 5 minutes, we'll continue and read this because it is relevant to our parasha. But anyone who has to go ahead. I don't like going over time on Fridays. The everything that transpired in their mind was not coincidental. When they find money in their sack, they don't hesitate. They say, what did God just do to us? Wait, what are you bringing God into the picture? Someone put the money in your sack. No, they say, what did Hashem just do to us? Because they understood that, yes, there was a human error here, but Hashem caused that human error. It didn't just happen. There's a huge difference between these two attitudes. When you don't see the real cause, but you're looking for an estimated cause, you're gonna hypothesize and try to attribute a causality to something that you don't really know is the cause. So then what you do is you keep trying to deal with what you anticipate is the cause. You're not sure. But in fact, if we say the cause is that Hashem wills it to be so then you're not really going to be successful. Because if Hashem wants there to be a depression, there'll be a depression. That's not going to resolve it. We have a rule. Hashem has many ways of achieving the same end. If Hashem chose to give the world difficult life at this time, there's no shortage of ways to do that. Look at what's happening now. They're saying there's a super super bacteria that they don't have cures for. They're saying that we have about 20 years to figure something out before all of modern medicine is at risk. Because if we can't overcome the super bacteria, so then you can't do even the most basic dental treatment, let alone operations. Everything becomes life-threatening. So they've been talking about this for a decade now, and now the World Health Organizations are realizing that there isn't that much left. The clock is ticking because the super bacteria is killing thousands every year. And people are dying from it already. It's around. So you could look at that and suddenly you realize, hey, it's not the cause I think that's causing us to have this this recession, depression. It's the other way around. In heaven, they decided there's going to be this depression. This depression is causing a lot of other things. So people look at that and they blindly say, that's the reason, and that's the reason. As the prophet says, does the axe ever look at the man who's wielding it and say, I'm in control? No, he realizes there's a man wielding the axe. So there's a force in heaven that's directing things on earth. The main thing we have to realize is that in heaven that there's a view that there's a tremendous lack in leadership, that our actions created that. In heaven, they look at us and say, they're lacking. And we have to analyze that and say, okay, what are we lacking? What are they demanding of us in heaven? The world has been darkened, but we can't look at it and say, ah, it's because this bank closed down. It's because that there was a run on the banks. No, we have to look back and say, okay, in heaven it was decided this is what's going to happen this era. Because in heaven they hold us accountable for something we've done. So let's analyze it. What's wrong? What have we done here? First, let's analyze the problem. What's the essence of this depression? Shekin kedei ladat karaui mana tufot aruyot lakach, aleinu ladat kodem mai avchanat hamachala. If you want to cure something, you have to correctly diagnose the illness. Ha'olam ro'et ha'mashber b'mtzuka kaspit. The world looks at it and says there's a financial crisis. Ha'kol v'kulam yechidim v'chevra kulam, kolel ha'mamlachut, sovlim ma'aniyut. Everyone is impoverished. The governments, the companies, the individuals. Avlachei shemitbonenim ro'im. But if you look closely, you see, ki maskana zo yishichtit uvishitrit uvilti nechona. This is a very, very shallow and incorrect analysis of what's going on. And this obviously led to the Holocaust, to World War II, and we're going to have to see how Rav Wasserman viewed what was going on, the Great Depression of the time, as we continue the letter. Now we're really out of time to be continued, Be'ezrat Hashem, next time. Now.